Blog Talk Radio.
Abraham seed. But this make ye of the Spirit read,
which they that believe on
him should do what?
Should receive.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Just like you receive the engrafted word of Yah, which is able to save your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14, verse 26. John 14, 26. Listen to this. One more and after this and we done. And we still ain't done. Come on with it, brother.
But the Comforter.
But the Comforter.
Which is.
You know that one that really feels good. Sometime when you need to be held, can't nobody hold you like the Holy Spirit can. Can't nobody comfort you like Yah can. The one that has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Hallelujah. 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 The one that really makes you feel good. The one that really makes you feel alive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that said, I will come and I will suck with you. Hallelujah. I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. The same Spirit that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yah, and the Word was Yah. Hallelujah. Everything that was made, hallelujah, was made by Him. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That same Spirit. Hallelujah. When he was revealed, and John the Baptist said, behold, the Lamb of Yah that is able to take away, hallelujah, the sins of the world, your sins, my sins, your neighbor's sins, the uncircumcised sins, hallelujah, of the world. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. That same Spirit, that prophet, hallelujah, said, it is like fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. That same fire, hallelujah, whenever fire touches something, it can't remain in its present state. Hallelujah. That same fire that descended on the day of Pentecost, on a feast day. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Fire! Fire! Hallelujah. And they had cloven tongues like that as of fire. Can you say amen? Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And Yah is a consuming fire. Glory to the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless you, saints. Bless you, soul. Very, very honored to be here today. As always, I want to give me a sound check. Please give me a sound check. And for good, zero, you can't hear me at all. Hallelujah, good. Thanks. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. All right, in the name of Jesus, Teacher Gregory. Very thankful this time and hour that we're living in, so I really, truly am. We got the feast that fast approaching. Feast is fast approaching. It's going to be upon us before you know it. You know what I mean? So I really hope and pray for all of y'all getting yourselves together, getting yourselves ready, not just with your tent game, like our shepherd says, but also spiritually. And also coming to the feast, into Yah's feast. I'm very thankful for the feast to come around, to be invited. Very, very thankful for that. And through every Shabbat, we are able to wake our eyes, open our eyes up, and take our breath on Shabbat, we should be thankful for that too, just simply because we're invited to be there among the saints, to be among the righteous on Shabbat. The first feast was even mentioned in Leviticus 23. Well, thanks. I pray that I won't be before you too long, but we're going to see where it leads. We're going to pretty good encouragement, I pray, subject. Oh, okay. Choppy, one second. Let's see if I can get that fixed. Make sure you fix that there. All right. Is that still choppy? Oh, man. Bear with me, Saints. Bear with me. Go ahead and try to reset this microphone, okay? How we sound? Boy, it's not cool. You do? All right. Let me see. Okay, is it getting better, Saints? Tens? Oh, okay. Everybody can hear me now? All right. Man, I'm sorry about that, Saints. I don't know what in the world happened. At first, I thought it was my microphone, but I had to tinker around with Blog Talk itself. It wouldn't let me connect, so I had to disconnect and reconnect. All right, I'm getting communication on our family. Okay, good. Hear me loud and clear? Okay, so everybody's good? Wonderful. I am very sorry about that thing. I tell you, man, boy, you know, put this one obviously. All right. So hopefully you sound a little choppy, huh? I'll be honest. I'm hoping that's only on the road over there. Hallelujah. Well, we'll proceed forward and see if we can get this done without a. Let me see. I agree. It seems a little choppy. Okay, everybody's in now. I don't understand with Blog Talk. I really don't. Y'all let me know if it's still choppy right now. I'm resetting. I reset the mic a little bit. Still choppy. Yeah, see, that's how I started last time. All right. Let me see what we can pull. All right. Man, okay. Let me see if I can keep moving. See if I can keep moving. I'm getting like a 7 from my brother over here. Let me see. All right. Does that sound better? Man, that is something else. It's a new mic. All right. Though it's choppy, can y'all kind of make out what I'm saying or no? All righty. We're going to try to keep moving. Hallelujah. Bind boys and boys in Jesus' name. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Well, okay. Well, Saints, we're going to go ahead and move forward. Hopefully, the re-recording is not going to be bad. All right, so Saints, we're going to go into, if my co-host is still with me and Blog Talk didn't kick you out, we're going to move over there to Psalm 37, okay? Psalm 37 starting at verse 3. Or verse 4, rather. Hallelujah. Let me put this back in. I am very, very sorry for this strange point of events, I tell you. All right. Psalm 37, verse 4. The yourself also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desire of your heart. You know, we hear this quite often. We hear quite often that if you delight yourself in Yahweh, he'll give you the desires of your heart. A lot of folks like the desire of your heart part. We're going to focus in tonight on the delight and delighting yourself in Yah. You know, I mean, what is it? Let's be honest, okay? What is it to delight yourself in the Most High Yah? What is that? You know, I mean, we want to see the desires of our heart. We want to hear from them. And I love how Elder Rufus puts it. You want to be able to bend the ear of the Most High. Now, that's going to take some delight in delighting yourself in him. So we're going to define delighting yourself in the Most High. We're going to break it down, okay, in a few segments. Now, this is also coming from Brown Driver Briggs, if you guys have one. And the Strong's of the Hebrew is 6026 for the word delight, all right? And to delight yourself in the King is being soft or being pliable to him, okay? And being pliable to the Father and being pliable in your heart, you really truly have to, again, you have to be connected to him, connected to the source in order to even delight yourself in him. So when you're pliable to his ways, you're pliable to his word, you're pliable to his walk and the steps that you take, delightful, okay, and delicate, all right? We also see that you need to live or delighting in him is to live or spend in enjoyment. So we really have to enjoy delighting ourselves in the King every single day. You know what I mean? We have to do that every single day and enjoy it. So we need to enjoy knowing that we're the ones that are chosen. We're the ones that have been chosen. And we have this opportunity, and we also have this privilege to be set apart today. We really, truly do. You know what I mean? So in living and also spending your time in enjoyment of the King, you know, I want to go this direction today because I was thinking to myself, it was like kind of easy, you know what I mean? So-called delight yourself in the Father when I was in up all that Christian doctrine. Okay? When I was in Christianity, when I was a so-called Christian, a sorry Christian or a dumb Christian, it was easy to so-called delight myself in the Father. Why? I mean, I had everything I needed. I had everything I wanted. You know, money, I had everything I needed, everything I wanted, but all the blood there, it was easy for me to tell people who were down and out, coming up hard times. It was not easy for me to tell people, I pray for you, it's me. You know what I mean? It was easy for me to delight myself in him out there. Guess what? The devil wasn't fighting me. The devil wasn't messing with me. He wasn't at war with me like he is in the truth. So it was a little bit easier to do that, you know, in Christianity. And I'm gonna tell y'all something. I tell you, it trips me out how bad the Christian doctrine is and how it can still win saints that come to the knowledge of truth, okay? Because I'll give you an example. So this Christianity is something else because in Christianity, we was eating a whole lot of GMO food, i.e. doctrine. A lot of GMO, okay? And I was a chef a while back, and I had a coworker of mine, and this is when I started journeying into the walk, and I started really waking up to certain things. So we had a spiritual conversation at work, and look how GMO and look how modified Christian doctrine is to some people who so-called lighten themselves. This man, never forget his name either. This man was Dennis. Fella told me, yeah, Gregory, I can rob, rape, murder, pillage. I can do all these things. And on my deathbed, I can accept Jesus in my heart. I'm going to the kingdom. Now, I'm sitting here like, okay. All right. So I looked him dead in his face. I say, and you believe that? And he's like, absolutely. Absolutely. He will accept me. If I accept him in the heart of my deathbed, I'm going straight to the kingdom. So I looked at him and I paused for a second and I was just like, so you trying to tell me that you truly believe that this father in the heavens is so stupid that he's going to watch you disdain him and he's going to watch you bring forth all calamity and he's going to watch you do all these things that your flesh desires for you to do and you're going to wait to get to your deathbed, accept him, and he's going to just accept you into his kingdom. Yeah, oh yeah, that's exactly what he's going to do. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And I said, I told him straight up, I said, you got to be a fool. And I wasn't even totally in the truth yet. But this is what these people, he wants to delight himself in the Father when he gets to his deathbed. He doesn't want to delight himself in the King and learn of his Father right now in the green. And it was just something else to me. As I'm sitting here, as a Christian, in a lot of GMO doctrine, I realized when I came to know the truth by way of hearing of this ministry, by way of hearing a man that brought forth a spiritual diabetic, I realized I was spiritually constipated. All this muck and all this junk that they feed us, all this GMO doctrine, all this GMO food that's their smorgasbord, and they've been feeding us, a bunch of us probably still got some of that mess fermenting in us right now and have to be purged. So after seeing and hearing this ministry, I realized right then and there, man, I got that's some spiritual going on. So all this time that we're eating off all these tables and eating on this garbage, think that they can light themselves in the Father at the last minute and just end up king. Well, I thank y'all to this day that we were able to get a whole lot of spiritual nourishment, a bunch of spiritual fiber to get a bunch of this garbage that we eaten all these years completely out of us. And I thank y'all for it. We're going to go over to Ephesians chapter 5. Now, in the light of ourselves, we have to really think about this. It should be a daily thing. And we're going to get into that soon about another part of the definition that tells us it should be a daily habit. So, chapter 5, starting in verse 17 of Ephesians. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of God is, and be not drunk with wine or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Most High Yah. Giving thanks always for all things unto Yah and the Master and the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of Yah. This is something that should be a daily occurrence. But it's also spending our time in enjoyment. See, if we sit here have these psalms and these hymns and these spiritual songs and these melodies in our hearts on a daily basis, we're going to be able to fulfill this delight in spending that time to enjoy and to live this time and enjoy knowing that we are His and that we belong to Him and that we can walk in the Spirit, whereas we used to walk in the flesh. We got to make this a dainty habit. We go back over to Psalm 37. Now, we can see this, and we can see ourselves right here delighting ourselves in the Most High. Yeah, we delight ourselves in the Father, but we cannot forget that He has to delight Himself in us. But the only way He can delight Himself in us by us delighting ourselves in Him, and how can we do that? Now, in verse 5. Psalm 37, verse 5. Commit your way, and trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So we have to commit our way to Him. So as soon as I seen and was reading about committing our way to Him, it brought me over to the rock, Ecclesiastes, chapter 1. Now in Ecclesiastes, rock, chapter 1, I'm going to go over here to verse 26 and 27. If you desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and Yahweh shall give her unto you. For the fear of Yahweh, it is wisdom, and it is instruction. Listen to this. And faith and meekness are his delight. Now, faith and meekness are his delight. So when you can be faithful, and let's not forget that our shepherds have recently talked about this faith. Damn good example of faith and what Straightway has done about 25 to 30 years. When he was talking about how, you know, didn't have a lot of money, but sure had a lot of faith. And it took faith to build the ministry. It took faith to build the community. It's taking faith to build the rest of the communities. But faith and meekness is Yahweh's delight. And I've seen that, okay, faith, absolutely. Meekness, yes. Well, that brings me over to Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, verse 33. The fear of Yahweh is instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. It takes humility, okay, to be meek, and it takes humility to express faith. Now, we're going to move over into the dainty habit of the definition of delighting ourselves in Father and delight. And again, saints, I do still apologize for that app earlier. I don't understand what's going on with all talk, but hey, the show must go on. So Proverbs. I mean, we were at Proverbs 15:33, and you see where the humility it takes being humble. Okay. To exercise that faith and meekness. So we're going back over here to the dainty habit. The dainty habit is dainty. I love dainty. And so when I looked up dainty, it's a delicate beauty. Okay. A delicate beauty. And also exquisite. Now, exquisite is pretty deep. Okay. So we're going to go into this. So again, delight yourself. It should be a dainty habit. And dainty is something that's beautiful. Again, delicate, something that is served, it's delicious. It should be delicious to you spiritually, you know what I mean, to delight yourself in the king. But when we look behind exquisite, okay, this is going to be a part of your daily walk, okay, as a special beauty. It's an appealing excellence. So even the spirit of excellence, when you're doing a task, or when you're on a committee, or when you're doing whatever you got, whatever your task is for the ministry, you're doing an excellency. And it's also an extraordinary, fine and admirable, keen pleasure, a pleasure of being exquisite, okay, keenly and delicately sensitive to his spirit or responsive, all right? Now check this out, production or execution as works of art to workmen. So your mornings, having devotion with the Father, it should be exquisite. When you have a long time with the King, it should be refined. It should be of execution. It should be an excellent production of execution each and every day. Just as a workman. Elegance. This is exquisite, dainty habit that should be happening every single day. It should also be elegant. It should be nothing to remove this from you, okay? You have to delight yourself in Yah, even in the bad times. Delight yourself in Yah, even in judgment. Some folks are judged, but what? Delighting yourself in Yah is not this beautiful thing. Again, even when you are going through judgment, you still have to delight yourself in the Father if you are a man that's right, that loves judgment. And delighting yourself in Yah when you're going through judgment is to receive of him. Because he loves us, loves those whom he chastises and every son he receives. So in judgment, you delight yourself in the Father. What about in sadness? Heaviness. Pastor Dow preached yesterday about being heavy and putting on a garment of praise. But, you know, most folks, pretty much all of us, we see it difficult, but we're told we need to do this. It may be difficult, but you can overcome. So even sadness, you have to delight yourself in the Father to overcome whatever is breaking you down, overcome whatever is putting you down, to overcome whatever issue, trouble, or problem, or complication is at your door. Rejected, or you feel rejected, which of course deliverance is always available. You may have a brother, you may have a sister, a family member, someone that probably despises with you or whatnot. If you despise brother, you despise sister, delight yourself in the Father. He'll lift you, cheer you up. He'll bless you. It's the hard times where we find ourselves having the hardest time delighting ourselves in Yah. Delighting ourselves in His beauty. Delighting ourselves done for us, the pampering He's done for us. You also, in the same definition, want to be merry, O our Father, every day. Even when the times are rough, you want to make sure you delight yourself. Delight yourself in the King. And when I was out there spiritually constipated, not realizing what I was full of Christian dogma and garbage. Now that we know we're here, now that we understand and comprehend what we're supposed to do with this Christ, and knowing that walking in His ways, we have to be sure that we don't continue to show up remnants of that old person, of that Christian GMO food we ate before. Because all this stuff out there, we're the ones with the privilege and the opportunity to delight ourselves in Him and know exactly what we're to do. We're the ones. The King, we have to make sure, okay, saints, that we're not doing all this delighting out of obligation. No, I gotta check in, do this. I gotta check in, do that. It has to be very much from the heart. Okay, Isaiah. Let me see. 58. Isaiah 58:14 tells us, then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of Yah has spoken it. And that's what I look forward to, as long as we delight ourselves. Like that Christian that tried to talk to me and tell me he can do whatever he wants to do and he can just make it to the kingdom at his deathbed. If only he knew. But hey, he will have his day. But we can't put on any whatsoever at all of that old man and think we're going to make it. Because the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace, but the peace is coming from the King of glory. Hallelujah. Because I didn't want to be before you too long, but with these technical difficulties, it kind of threw a monkey wrench in the show. I hope it wasn't really truly too choppy near the end of this. But I do want to bless y'all really truly. And we're going to try to make sure we fix this. I'm going to make sure I fix this for the next show. That way we won't have any technical difficulties. But I do bless you, saints, and I pray all is well with each and every last one of you. Please get yourselves prepared for Yahweh's peace. And as always, bless you all abundantly. And peace and blessings, strength and honor. Hallelujah.